Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents a special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African-American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
Hey, sister. It is our Sister Talk series right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Of course, here in this month of March, and it's almost coming to an end, but we're celebrating National History Month for Women, and it's Women's History Month, and we're just celebrating and honoring and spotlighting women who've made such tremendous milestones in the industries, in various industries. They're trailblazers and innovators, and we're so glad to have one of the fire chiefs sharing with us today from the city of Decatur. Fire Chief Violante, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I know you have been busy and taking care of the community and handling things, but we're so glad that you had some moments out to share with us today. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what a day looks like in your life as one of the fire chiefs in the city of Decatur.
I am really, really fortunate in that I am part of the only all-female command staff for a fire department in the world, and I have two beautiful and talented African-American chiefs that work with me, so I have to give them credit because I think they've had to shatter some ceilings even more than I have, So I look forward to coming into work every day. I, as an assistant chief and a fire marshal, I kind of have two roles. The assistant chief is, I do help the deputy chief and the regular chief with budgets, some operational things, keeping track of people and equipment and things like that. But then the fire marshal part, a lot of people don't know that, but you take in all the plans, like when there's buildings that are going to be built in the city and, look them over to make sure that they're going to be compliant with fire codes and regulations, and that the design of the building itself is going to be easy for firefighters to access and actually work on to put out the fires.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How in the world, or when would you say you had an interest in even this line of work?
I did not ever know a firefighter, and I never even thought of it as an option for me. I think if I had known about it when I was younger, I would have absolutely taken to it and gravitated to it at a much earlier age. But I think it's interesting because I was sort of preparing for the job unbeknownst to myself, because from the time I was little, I think hung out more male-dominated areas. Like I was one of the girls that played soccer before there was female soccer, and I did a lot of athletics. I went and joined the Marine Corps and went through officer candidate school. So I did a lot of things like in that same avenue where it was prepping me for it, and I just knew I really wanted to help people, so I got my master's in public health. And I was like, but I don't want to sit behind a desk all day, and I want to do things. And so At the time, the job market was really poor, and I was temping for City of Decatur, and I was entering in job applications, which I thought was ironic. And again, I still would have never known, but someone from the human resources was like, why don't you think about fire? And I was like, what? And then I learned how much, you know, EMS is part of that job now. So I just, it was like, right. Wow, I got so excited. I was like, this is it. This is totally what I should be doing.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. And you're doing a great job. You know, there are many challenges that we face being females in a male-dominated business environment. Have you experienced it? And if so, how have you dealt with it?
I have. It's varied from early on. I had some officers that, you know, just flat out told me, you really shouldn't be here. And I knew that what they meant was, A, they were a little concerned because I'm 5'2", and I was like a 125. So I felt like I had to really prove myself physically, mentally, and emotionally. So I did that, and I think that kind of curtailed some of their concerns. But then they also felt like it was inhibiting their ability to have a brotherhood and a, you know, joke around and things like that. And I was like, well, you can do that, but, you know, you still got to be professional. So it's just been it's very rooted in traditions. So it's really hard for the fire service to kind of be rooted in tradition and then still move forward. But I think with Chief Washington, we've done that a lot. But I've definitely had guys also say, like, you know, I've asked them to clean up something and they're like, you're not my boss. I don't answer to the female at home, and I'm not going to answer to one here. And I was like, well, I feel very sorry for your wife, but here you're going to answer to this one. So,
What do you find in your experience, your own professional experience, and then as you interact with other women in leadership, how can women still make themselves known and viable and even moving beyond trying to prove themselves when they're dealing in the male-dominant business?
Well, what I've experienced is that it's hard because you do want to prove yourself. And I had a drill instructor when I was in boot camp, and I'll never forget this, but she said, every time you mess up, you don't mess up just for you, but you mess up for every female that has gotten us thus far. And I was like, I carried it, and I just felt like, oh, she's so right. So I just kind of carried that as my mantra. But I feel like one of the things is when you're trying so hard to prove yourself, you kind of pit yourself against other females, and whether that's in you know, business or especially in a male dominated environment, because they're always going to compare you to the one or two other females that are there. And I'm like, I don't. You know, you don't do that with the males. You don't compare, you know, this
right.
person and this person. So why are you comparing us? We're two totally different people. So I would just go to the females. And when I started, I pulled one aside and had some coffee. And I was like, look, I'm not here to take your job. I'm not here to make you look bad. I'm just here to do the best I can. And, you know, if I can help you, great. If not, you know, let's try to be a team rather than, you know, work against each other. And I just think that a lot of women may not even be conscious that they're being tabled to do that by their environment.
Okay, I see. Well, what advice would you give to other women who tend to find themselves in non-traditional roles?
Be yourself and be professional. You don't have to be one of the guys, but yeah, it is a different environment. And so have a really good sense of humor. Potty jokes are always funny. I think get support outside of the place where you're working and have a female support group as well.
Right, because that kind of helps to kind of build you and just to have that team, that love and support around you.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, and there are things, you know, like when I was pregnant, on my job, I was the first female that was pregnant in the department.
Okay.
You know, and I didn't really have, they didn't know what to do, and I didn't really know who to ask for questions or concerns, so I wish I had more women to reach out to at that time. Now I know more, but at the time, it was just so new. So women now, I think, can do that. They can have that support group.
Wow, wow, that's good. That's good. We're going to ask the chief coming up, how does she give back to herself? Working there in the city of Decatur, assistant chief, fire marshal, family, you know, that's pulling on her. And then just the demands of the job and even taking care of herself. You know, how do you give back to yourself? How do you take care of yourself with your busy schedule? We'll talk to the chief about it. Stick around. More to come. It's Sister Talk, Radio News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. It's News and Talk 1380 WAOK, on point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, and this is our Sister Talk series. We're talking with Assistant Fire Chief and Fire Marshal, Miss Nanetta Violante, sharing with us today of the city of Decatur. We were talking earlier, so many women are juggling so many things, and how do you give back to yourself?
That's an outstanding question. I struggle with it. I think I struggle with it more than a lot of other people. But and I think part of that difficulty is because with this job, I can't just turn it off. I mean, I do feel responsible for the lives, you know, and the happiness and the safety of everyone that works here in this department. And they are my extended family. So I have a family at work and I have a family at home, and I need to separate them at times, and I'm not great with that. So I do need to work on dividing that so that I have more time to give back to myself. I usually do it with exercise. I mean, I'm a big, you know, athletic advocate. It gives me my endorphins. It makes me a little bit happier. It gives me the time to just decompress. And then I give myself a treat because I try to make that the only time I allow myself to watch TV or movies. Yeah. And then I'm not very good at it. So actually, this is how good having a female boss is. My chief recently said, you're going too fast and you're trying to do too much. So she demanded that I get a massage quarterly as part of my work duty. And I was like, okay, I've never had that from a boss as a demand, but I get it. And I think it's good advice. And then just trying to incorporate some of that.
That's good. And sometimes you have to have people who will, you know, demand those types of things. And like you were talking earlier about people in your support group that will say, pull you to the side and say, listen, get your massage every quarter. Do this.
And it's hard, you know, especially as a mom and a female, because I always feel that I could do more. And I feel obligated. You know, I have a son with special needs, so you have to be on for that, and that's a whole other complicated world. So it's hard. I you know, you feel like, well, I'm the one that's responsible a lot for the stuff at home and at work. So it's juggling those hats.
Yes, yes, and that's hard for a lot of women. And I'm just so glad you were just very transparent with that, because that's helping a lot of our sisters that are listening right now. What do you consider a necessary strength for women to be successful?
I think hard work. I mean, I'm from parents that just said, you work hard, you work hard, you work hard. And it shows. And I do see that with employees that I have, where, you know, I can give you the classes and the information that you need to do things as an employee, but I can't change your work ethic and I can't change who you are. So be a good person and be a hard worker, because the rest of it you can get anywhere, and you can always get that. So just stay at it hard and stay strong mentally and emotionally, which I think is the hardest part.
Yes. What would you say to college students and those who are kind of working on their career path, to young ladies who are in school and they, you know, sometimes they don't They may want to put in the hard work. Sometimes they get tired, you know, because it's hard, it's difficult. What do you say to young adults and to young women who are trying to make it up their career path?
I was fortunate that my mom gave me some good advice, and she did not have, both my parents did not have a lot growing up, but she said, you know, we will spend whatever we can on education because that's something that no one can ever take away from you. She said, whatever you put in your mind, you can take it everywhere you go. No one has access to it but you. You know, educate yourself as much as possible. And whether that helps you in a job or just helps you analyze things or read and get more information for you, but that's where your source of power is going to come from. So I definitely think, you know, keep at it because that's something that no one can take away from you, but at the same time, explore your options because I felt sort of depressed and limited when I was studying because I felt like I know what I don't like, but I don't know what I do like or what I'm good at.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So get outside input. Some people are like, oh, you're really good at this and that. And they're just things like the fire service. I never even thought about it or explored it. So if I had more mentors and more people that would help me look outside my box, I think that would have given me some light at the end of the tunnel.
How important is it for one to have mentors?
It's extremely important, especially, like I said, in the male-dominated world because there's just sometimes you want to bounce ideas off of someone or you're not really sure if it's just you, how you're feeling and thinking.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important to have someone to share that with. And I think it's important to have more than one because this way you can get different perspectives on the same thing. But it's, you know, that you can always throw, whether it's paperwork or just ideas or concepts, opinions, and then you can get some feedback to kind of keep you on track. Like, yeah, those are great ideas. Or, well, you know what, you're doing some of your old habits or something like that. But they're extremely helpful professionally and I think just in your life in general.
Yeah, someone to hold you accountable and to push you forward. One final question. What motivates you to do what you do, to get up every morning and go to the Sin of Decatur and do what you do?
I love it. I mean, I wanted to serve. I wanted a job where people knew I would give my life for them. I have one life, but I am willing to give it up for anyone who needs it anytime, anywhere. And I wanted a job where I could do that, where it would reflect and where it would mean something. So I really do love my job, and that makes it easy to come to work. The other thing that makes it easy is that I have the freedom to expand upon the profession as it is, and I have the power and the okay from the powers that be that say that, you know what, if you come up with an idea or an innovative concept, like run with it, see where it goes. Because their motto is, yes, but. So can I do that? Yes, but. You know, there may be some stipulations. So they never say no, but there may be, you know, some sidewalls to keep me in my lanes.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Thank you so much, Chief. Now, you said you love to work out, and I can't help but to ask you. I want you to just speak briefly to the person who's struggling with working out and exercising and taking care of their health while they are quarantined, while they're contained at home.
I'm one of those people that I never have an excuse for not working out. Sometimes they're like, oh, I didn't bring my shoes. And I was like, there's plenty of exercises you can do, whether you're barefoot or in a pair of boots. And sometimes people are like, well, I don't have any equipment. And I'm like, you know what? Start somewhere. Start with a push-up. Start up with a sit-up. I remember a great football player, professional, I think he said that what he did was every time there was a commercial on TV, he did sit-ups during the entire commercial series, or then he did push-ups during the entire commercial series. So, you know, just move around, play with your kids. I think that's the hard part about staying home with kids, because they got the energy level and you're trying to stay up with them. So,
right.
But it makes you so much happier, and you're so much happier after you do it. So yeah. get the blood going.
That's good. Well, thank you, Chief. We appreciate you for sharing with us on our Sister Talk. Let's say thank you to Chief Nanetta Violante, the city of Decatur. Keep doing what you do. We appreciate people like you who are willing to serve community, and you're such a blessing. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.